This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Steve Prince with me from Set Free Ministries. We're going to be talking about Veterans Day, because it's coming up here in the U.S., and Steve, you guys have a really interesting approach to helping vets through PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Can you give us just a brief overview of how you approach that problem, I guess, and why you guys choose that approach?
Sure. About a year ago, I started working with Set Free Ministries under a new ministry called Warrior Set Free, but we use the same model that Set Free Ministries uses. So we use what's called the Steps to Freedom in Christ. It was written by Neil Anderson, and it's an all-day process that really gets to core issues in people's life that they carry around. So typically, when someone comes into our office for that type of ministry, we set a man down with two men, a woman down with two women. We're trying to set down a veteran when a veteran comes in with two other veterans. So there's already the common knowledge of what a deployment looks like, what guard duty looks like. We understand a lot of the same acronyms. So it's vet-to-vet ministry, but the powerful aspect of it is there's action connected to everything we do. So one of the most powerful steps, there's seven steps in the process, is a forgiveness step. So we read what the Bible says about forgiveness, common misconceptions people have about what forgiveness might mean. I think a lot of people think that if you forgive someone, it means it's okay what they did. That's not true. So the action part of it is we have people list who they're mad at, what they did, and how it made them feel. And then we go through a kind of a stock prayer where you insert those terms in and they actually forgive someone. And they release, almost everybody walks out of there saying, I feel so much lighter. Well, they're not carrying a lot of the pain of the past that they're not supposed to carry. But the enemy wants us to continue to carry that weight over and over again. And you can be set free from it. Hence the name, Warrior Set Free.
Are these primarily Christians that are coming to your program? Or is this also an outreach opportunity?
It's both. We definitely start from the first moments with Christian aspect. I nickname step zero as salvation. So we sit down and we talk about, you know, what it means to follow Christ, what it means to believe and understand that Jesus is in control of your life if you let him. And if we don't get past that step, then we really can't go on, because we're talking about the promises of the Bible and what it looks like when Jesus is in control of your life. If you're not willing to allow that, then we're stuck.
I guess, why was this area of the ministry developed? I guess, could you take us to that, especially with Veterans Day in mind, a time when the nation recognizes veterans for what they did for our country? Why was this ministry developed for veterans?
The big statistics, and they're argued a little bit, but the big statistic is 22 veteran suicides per day from the trauma of war. And that's old veterans, young veterans. 22 might not be the perfect number. It might be more than that. It might be less. But one suicide of a veteran every day is way too many. So another stat that the VA came out with is 1,000 new cases of PTSD every week. So 52,000 a year is way too many. These guys are being tormented. They can't sleep. So personally for me, I've been connected to ministry since I was a kid, and I've been in the military since I was 17. So with 25 plus years of service and a heart for helping my brothers and sisters who are veterans, it fit. And so we're based in West Michigan, and we're trying to get the word out, trying to help one more veteran every day.
And for those of our listeners who aren't located in West Michigan, who can't stop by your office, what would you suggest? Like, why should they look more into a program like this, and maybe the first steps of how they can start doing that?
They could contact me either through Facebook, or my email is just sprince@setfreeministries.com. And we actually have one guy in our office who's been doing freedom appointments for a long time, And he's done Freedom appointments over Skype or over Google Hangouts online. And the process is pretty much public knowledge. It's actually in the back of one of Neil Anderson's books. But when you go through it with two other people and you pray together and you have people praying for you, it makes it more effective when two or more are gathered. I read that somewhere. You can do this anywhere. And if you're helping veterans and you want my help, I'll help you in any way I can. I don't care what you call it. I don't want credit for it. But just one more veteran that, can help. And we've had some pretty amazing things happen. We had a guy, I just met with him, prayed with him. We set up, an appointment for his freedom appointment day. And when he showed up, he had told me that his nightmares were gone. His PTSD nightmares were gone. And I met with him again yesterday, and he's doing great. So he's in the fight now. He's going to help us reach more veterans.
And have you ever had anyone where this quote-unquote doesn't work, or, you know, someone who maybe chose medication over the rehab?
Sure. We're not against anything that people are trying medication. If it wasn't for medication, I probably wouldn't be walking today. I've had some problems with my back. It works to varying degrees with different people. We've had some, like the one guy, his nightmares are completely gone. We've had other people that they got worse temporarily. One guy I'm thinking of in particular, he said his marriage and just talking through this stuff got a ton better because he felt he could share it more with his wife. His nightmares didn't go away. So the day in the process is connecting you and God works how he's going to work. And, that's up to him.
Amen on that. And that kind of wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or any, points you wanted to highlight that, I didn't cover?
No, I think you did a pretty good job. Contact information, you know, again, Facebook is probably the best way. Warrior Set Free or Set Free Ministries on Facebook. And my email, sprince@setfreeministries.com.
All right. Again, I've been speaking with Steve Prince about their veterans ministry, Warriors Set Free, and how you can get connected with that. For now, Steve, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Thank you.